Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. If you want to get your Thanksgiving week started on a great note, you can play some golf for a great cause. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game's third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic presented by Finley Roofing is coming up on Monday, November 24th at Eagle Watch Golf Club in Woodstock. Now is your chance to sign up. Go to 929thegame.com. Click the events link, but do it now because foursomes are going quickly.
Foursomes.
It's the third annual.
It makes my day. I'm such a child.
The third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic benefiting Pets for Vets, November 24th. Look, we've been talking about the Patriots all morning because obviously the Falcons are playing them this weekend. They've got some headlines of their own. They traded away two former defensive starters, sending Keon White to San Francisco and Kyle Duggar to the Steelers. And then Marcus Jones also agreed to a contract extension, 3 years, $36 million.
The Keon White deal, like if you're going to get traded, that's not a bad trade. If you're Keon White, like obviously you don't want to be traded, and it's not New England. New England's a very good team. But you're going to a situation where you are desperately needed and on a team that, if given the right circumstances, can make a run with you in the fold. We talked about the injuries they've had at the edge spot, and Yetur Gross-Matos obviously last week and everything else that's going on with them. If I'm Keon White, I'm like, all right, man, bet. Like, I don't want to leave y'all, but there's way worse places to go. That's for sure.
And maybe a spot that fits him better too. I mean, maybe the way Salah wants to use him might fit him better. So it's a chance for him, an opportunity. He's a little bit buried there. I mean, he's behind Lane. You look at the way they kind of line up with Chaisson and Landry and Jennings. Did you see the video of Chaisson talking with the fake trash, talking with Tennessee fans and like before the game, and they were like, "You're not going to do anything. You suck," you know, all this stuff. And then he gets a sack and he points towards the crowd, but then he gets like the I think it was an interception or a fumble recovery or something, and runs it in, and he like goes straight to the section
really?
He was in, and he was like,
"I respect it."
Basically, like, yeah, like. You know,
did he play there?
What?
Clavon Chaisson, he played in Tennessee? Or was that somebody else I'm thinking of?
No, Harold Landry's who you're thinking of.
And Arden Key's there too. They're kind of similar as well. So,
but yeah. Harold Landry played at Tennessee, now plays for New England. That's what I meant. But yeah, Arden Key's who you're thinking of.
Yeah, possibly. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. There's just part of me that looks at these trades, and I'm going to try not to go down this road, but I just get a little bit jealous because I'm like, the rich get richer, really. Y'all got a good squad. Y'all are still building towards that Drake May window right now. Y'all can look towards the future as you're good right now, and then you can just start trading people away and getting picks. Like, how does that work? How is that legal? Can we do that?
I'm such a jerk. I just realized they got Jalen Hawkins and Richie Grant at free safety.
Oh, dude.
And Kyle Duggar's gone. Can we not exploit that somehow? Like, I mean, I'm just
from
saying.
From what I've seen of Jalen Hawkins, he's had a pretty good year.
I
haven't seen much of Richie.
I'm glad he decided to have one.
Sometimes it's the fit, man. We talk about it all the time with quarterbacks. It can be true for safeties, too. Sometimes a little maturity, a little fit, a little head coaching goes a long ways, baby. Like, he's plugged in.
So the Saints will be starting rookie QB Tyler Shuck over Spencer Rattler when they face the Rams this week.
I don't know what to make of this entire situation, because I think when you look at, obviously, the head coach and what he's been able to do with quarterbacks in the past, what was Jalen Hurts? Second rounder?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What was Dak Prescott?
He was a third, I believe.
So he feels like he can make magic with guys like this. You know what I mean? Which is why they were like, hey, we can get a second rounder.
I mean, Dak Prescott is just different. And I think Dak Prescott was – Dan Mullen should get a lot of credit for Dak Prescott's development. And as far as, you know, helping him grow and to play the game on both sides. Because remember, Dak Prescott, in college, I think a lot of people thought he was like Tim Tebow-esque as far as running quarterback.
Yeah.
But Dan Mullen helped him in this passing game. Unless Kellen Moore has Saquon Barkley and A.J. Brown and the Eagles' offensive line.
Yeah, that's yeah.
I think he needs, and he might want to. And what my point is I know what you're saying, and I don't disagree with his thought process, but that's just like Josh McDaniels earlier, what he wanted to run in Denver.
Yeah.
He went to Denver, drafted Tim Tebow, and was like, well, I had Tom Brady. You had Tom Brady, all right? Tom Brady had you. You know what I mean? Like, you didn't.
Yeah, that's kind of my point with this whole thing with, like, Tyler Shuck or Spencer Rattler. I'm like, is that really? I guess the best thing is that you found out what you have in Spencer Rattler, and now you're approaching not the midway point of the year, but we're getting close.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you're right there.
This middle stretch. And now you can find out what you have in Tyler Shuck. And I guess the upside is you didn't get a first-round pick. You didn't waste a first-round pick or whatever on Tyler Shuck, and so you can kind of figure that out. But I just feel like they're going to fall into this cycle where it's like, well, he's not the guy either. Oh, let's go draft a first-rounder, and maybe they have the number one overall pick next year.
You know who would fit there really well with him? What quarterback in college football would fit with Kellen Moore really good right now?
I hope you're not going to say Ty Simpson.
It's the only person I can think of.
Yeah, no thanks.
I mean, Ty Simpson is the best quarterback in college football right now. It's not close. I'm telling you, he is playing.
That would make me sick.
Oh, it would. It would absolutely.
You know what? You know who else fits really good there? Gunnar Stockton. That would fit. That would be really nice. Right?
I thought you were going to say
Gunnar Stockton fits great.
You were going to say Diego Pavia.
too. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, Gunnar Stockton would be great in New Orleans.
So would Haynes King, apparently.
Yeah. Gunnar Stockton's not getting near enough credit. I'm going to start the Heisman train right now.
I mean, Haynes King wears similar colors now. I mean, you know, the kind of the gold going on. So, yeah, why not?
Man. Yeah, no thanks.
I threw up in my mouth, though. I did say the Tyrell Simpson thing. I threw up a little bit in my mouth.
Yeah, I don't need those problems, man.
Yeah.
Okay. So I saw this. I thought it was pretty interesting. Lamar Jackson had an interesting request for the equipment staff. Take a listen.
I told Kaneko, our head equipment guy, I told him to take all the games, ping pong, turn the TVs off. If we could have took the TVs out, it would have been out too. But I appreciate Mr. Steve for putting that in there for us. Yeah, we had to focus. I wouldn't say people don't take the job serious, don't get me wrong, but like, I didn't feel like it was the time for that. You know, we got a lot of work to do.
Dude, I just love this guy. I freaking love this guy. Hey, I appreciate Mr. Steve for putting it in. You mean the owner of the team? I mean, I'm just picturing Michael Penix being like, appreciate Mr. Arthur, you know, for putting TVs in there. I love this. I mean, granted, I think that in given situations, it's nice. It keeps players in the locker room engaged. It brings team camaraderie. But I think that, and he laid this out perfectly, they got a lot of work ahead of them.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're going to make any type of run at all, they need to be focused. And that's, he decided to pull the plug. I don't think it should be a forever thing, but I think right now it makes a lot of sense for that locker room.
I have no problem with it. I mean, Lamar Jackson is the best player on that team. He's also the leader of that team. So, you know, if he steps up and thinks that that's what they need from a group standpoint, who's going to challenge him?
Yeah.
And it's probably not wrong. I mean, they got to win now. They got to win with, you know, Snoop Huntley in there, Pro Bowl quarterback, and now Lamar will return tomorrow night. So, yeah, I don't care. I mean, I don't got a ping pong table in my office, so I don't care if they have one or not either.
We have foosball out there, and we don't
foosball.
Play.
Well, I don't think there's any balls in the foosball.
Oh, is that why?
I think we might be out.
So you could actually, think about getting a ping pong table in your office.
You could do like a dartboard.
Oh, where the hell is it going to go? My office ain't very big to begin with. Yeah. I mean, I can make my desk the ping pong table and just move it to the middle.
Yeah, there you go. Like one of those table toppers that just folds out.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, we'll do that.
Yeah.
I would smoke y'all in ping pong.
No, you wouldn't, bro. You don't want this smoke, dog. I would dust you.
Do we have a little Forrest Gump back there?
Can you see the look in my eye right now? Yeah, you don't want this.
Nah, bro. Yeah, I would dust you, bro.
And that's why I dust you. That's why I don't have a ping pong table, because I don't want you clowns in there playing all the time. So
that's all right. We'll put it somewhere else.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up, we're going to dive into this NCAA delaying the rules when it comes to college athletes betting on pro sports. And it's also Which One Wednesday. Which Falcons do we need back on the field this weekend more? Michael Penix or Drake London? It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.